Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting third. The left fielder, Hiney Maynish. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Wiltz. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Hal Wiltz. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pat Collins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Kovaleski. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Stan Kovaleski. And now, play ball. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brannan for the out. Two outs. Hiney Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wiltz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wiltz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schulte. The throw from Collins and he is out, Koenig applying the tag. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a fly ball into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazare hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lazare. The throw from Mannion and he is out, Brannon applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Wiltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiltz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Koenig. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0 for 1 in the game. Brannon hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig misplays the ball. That's an error on Koenig. McNeely goes all the way around to score. Brannon moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Browns. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Kovleski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovleski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Kress reaches second base with a double. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. Koenig hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Browns. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. Musel hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees 1. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-1 in the game. Mannion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Wiltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiltz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wiltz bunts in front of the plate. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. Mannion moves to second. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-2 in the game. McNeely hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-2 in the game. Brannan hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-1 in the game. Dugan hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lazzari moves to second. Stan Kovleski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovleski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kovleski hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lazzari tags and moves to third. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. Lazzari scores. Collins moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 2, Yankees, 2. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-2 in the game. Koenig hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees 2. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-2 in the game. Manish hits a line drive towards first. Gehrig reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wiltz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-2 in the game. Musel strikes out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-2 in the game. Dugan hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mannion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Hal Wiltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiltz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wiltz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kovleski fields it and throws to first for the out. Mannion moves to second. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-3 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Stan Kovleski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovleski is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Kovleski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wiltz fields it and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to second. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-3 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-3 in the game. Koenig hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-3 in the game. Brannan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 3, Yankees, 3. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-3 in the game. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehrig for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-3 in the game. Musel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees 3. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a line drive into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mannion hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lazzari hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-3 in the game. Dugan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Dugan reaches second base with a double. Lazzari moves to third. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Collins is walked intentionally. Ben Pascal pinch hits for Stan Kovleski. General Crowder now pitching. Cedric Durst pinch hits for Ben Pascal. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst strikes out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-4 in the game. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Lazzari scores. Dugan moves to third. Collins moves to second. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.